I'm Hugo Desler from Farming Secrets, and we've had the pleasure of having Graeme Hand online. He's a very busy man, and we've had the pleasure of having him online. And we also like to welcome all the farmers who are in Farming Secrets, who are listening to this CD, and who will be listening to it later on when we give the recording to you. So, Graeme, welcome again, and can you give us a very brief rundown of what you do in the area of holistic land management, or how would you term what you do?
I'm qualified as a what they call a holistic management educator, a trainer in holistic management. And holistic management's based on Alan Savory's work on working out how do we simultaneously get improvement in people's profit, improvement in people's land, but also improvement in people's quality of life. So it's a pretty far-reaching sort of training. I was trained in the US by Alan in the mid-90s, and I've been training and doing on-farm sort of one-on-one work with people since then, since 95. And another thing I've been doing for the last couple of years is couple of days a week managing STIPA, which is the Native Grass Association, with the purpose of promoting the profitable use of native grasses in grazing and agriculture.
One thing, where is the value in holistic farm management, and can you just, why would a farmer want to look at holistic land management? What's it in for him?
Well, holistic management's basically about managing the whole business in a way that gets you what you're trying to achieve. So what Alan Savory had worked out was that you could use grazing animals in a way that you can actually regenerate grassland. So we spend a lot of time sort of explaining that sort of, I think of it as the technical aspects of the way grasslands grow and how to manage them so that they're fully functioning. But also, just having a lot of grasslands and grassland function doesn't result in profit. So then Alan decided, oh, he needed to improve the way people were planning their income. And then he realised that, you could get the land getting better, and you could also get your money getting better, but it didn't necessarily lead to a high quality of life. And so he ended up then addressing that and realised that unless you get the whole package going in the right direction, that that it's not sustainable in the long run. So so that's why he's developed a process, and it's very simple. You just have to decide what you need in those three areas, and then before you take an action or make a decision, or when you're making a decision, just check to make sure that it is going to increase your profit, increase your land, and improve your quality of life at the same time, which is a little bit harder, but with a bit of a process, it sort of falls out much easier, and that's what we spend most of our time doing. So what are those practices that regenerates the land? How do you know when you look at the land that it's actually getting better or getting worse? And then making sure that when you do something, it's more profitable. Very much a focus on profit, not on production, which is becoming more common as an understanding that farmers actually need to be profitable and also enjoying it. STIPA, who I work for with the Native Grass Association, they actually have a contract with Landcare New South Wales, a big Caring for Our Country contract in New South Wales at the moment, and all the research that we're getting with Sydney University is that most people aren't enjoying agriculture, and the most satisfying thing at the moment for them is that their kids don't want to come back onto the land, which I think is sort of incredibly sad. So we're actively working so that how do you make agriculture have the enjoyment but also the community respect that it deserves. So that's what we spend most of our time working on.
Now, you mentioned profit is a key thing. Now, when people take a holistic, when farmers take on a holistic land management process or training or whatever, do they actually can increase their profits on their farms? Or
yeah, well, definitely. Most of the people we work with, so, you know, like, and we've got research on this, that overwhelmingly they increase their profits. But it's the same. I find it's the same with our business. I have to use someone else to have a cold, hard look at it. So it's basically having that external eyes, but also having someone with a dispassionate almost view of your business. So an example I've been talking about lately is I was down in Tasmania, and the farmer was telling me that he was going to spend $80,000-$90,000 on a new drill to so he could start pasture cropping. And he was right up the end of a valley, so it was very difficult for him to get contractors in on this narrow dirt road. So he was telling me, and I said, oh, well, look, yeah, I'd like you to demonstrate to me first that you can actually make money out of this before you went ahead and spent that much money. So could you do a trial in some shape or form, or borrow some gear, or get someone to come in and contract and do that? And he said he didn't think that was the thing. And then so all the whole family got a bit tense over this, that maybe they hadn't thought this through properly. And eventually, though, they worked out that they were going to buy it was about an $18,000 second-hand machine that would do the job for the trial. And as he said, he goes, I know I'll be able to sell it for what I paid for it. So all of a sudden, shifting into pasture cropping became very, very low risk. You didn't have to support sort of $80,000 and $90,000 worth of extra overheads in the business. So it's that sort of thinking about how do we demonstrate that we can do this before we jump in and do it? How do we know that it's going to work? How do we take the risk out of it? How do we design enterprises? And I've been saying, you know, that heads you win, tails you win. So basically it's that sort of very much focused on low risk, consistent, stable profits. So, yeah, and we find that that definitely allows people to increase their profitability, that approach.
Graham, you just mentioned pasture cropping. What sort of farmers take on holistic land management?
Yeah, well, it's basically, I tend to work with people that are probably mixed farmers. Mixed farmers through to just sort of solely grazing operations. And basically what they want to be able to do is sort of at the same or lower stocking rate, increase their profit. There's very few people I meet that, you know, we've been told we need to increase our stocking rate, and not many people actually enjoy working harder. So how do you actually increase that? So we work on making sure that the land's always heading towards that fully functioning, so that anything you do with it is very efficient. Making sure that The big thing is making sure that the soil surface is always managed so that it's able to infiltrate moisture. It's always cycling nutrients in it, and it's very stable, so it's not eroding. So you're not building up sort of capital in that top 2 millimetres of soil and then losing it in an erosion event. So as we start to do that, we find that the cost of production comes down, because you're not having to replace nutrients as frequently, and the land actually starts to perform in a much healthier way. So how do you get the land fit enough to get the outcomes that you need?